Hi everyone, it's me, Jade, and I'm back with a new podcast episode after more than 2 weeks of me not uploading any podcast episode, and I'm very sorry about that, especially the fact that I didn't warn you guys that I'm gonna be gone for more than 2 weeks, because I did not go on my Instagram story and post something saying, oh, I'm gonna take a break from podcasting for a little while, even if it's just for 1 week or two. No, I did not upload anything on my Instagram story saying that I'm gonna take a podcast break. And now I'm here with a new episode. I randomly just popped up, and lately, since in my episodes I first talk about my life update, and then later afterwards I'm gonna be talking about the topic of today's episode. But for now, I'm gonna explain my life update, since for sure I have a life update to tell, because most of the time in my episodes I'm like, sorry guys, not that much is happening lately. I don't have that much of a huge life update because my life is boring. I have nothing much going on. I've been gone for more than 2 weeks, so for sure I have something to say. And yeah, let's start talking about my quick little life update, since like I said earlier, sorry to repeat again, I just disappeared from podcasting for more than 2 weeks and I'm back now. So school, I've been busy with school lately because it's getting more busy, especially the fact that exams are coming soon, this upcoming week, and I've been making reviewers and it's just been busy because there's a lot of homework to do, and I still have a lot more projects, performance tasks to do, and then exams are coming up. But good thing, since at my school, if there's exams, there's not going to be any asynchronous activities to do in a paper or to do in Microsoft Word after an exam, so then it's for us to be able to study, which is good. And anyways, other than school being busy, I've been sick a lot these past few weeks, especially the first week of August. Guys, I do not like August 2021 so far. It's just not a good month so far. I remember in my other episode, I was like, oh, I don't like this month of May of 2021. I don't like it. Because it's true. I didn't like May back with I didn't like May 2021 because it was just a rough time for my mental health at that time. And now that it's August, I feel like I'm getting worse at this point. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. And I know we don't exactly know what's going on when it comes to life. I don't know if this is just me being weird with my thoughts or whatever, but I don't like the month of August 2021 so far, because I just don't know how I randomly got sick for some reason when the first week of August happened, because I haven't been sick in like a year or two, and then all of a sudden this August, when August started, so much unexpected things started happening. Because one, like I said earlier, I was sick because I think this is gonna be a little bit of a TMI, but I vomited a lot. I almost fainted. And it happened in public too. So yeah, I almost fainted in public. And then what else happened? So much major headaches that won't get off of me. And what else? Oh my gosh. So much stomach pain. So much everything. And I know that only happened for like a week, that whole sickness going on. My mental health is getting worse too this August. When August started, everything is just going down. And then I just feel Lately, I feel so burned out and mentally drained with everything, and then there's so much schoolwork to do, and it just makes it more mentally draining. And I know, oh my gosh, you know, also guys, sorry to you know, disturb what we're talking about right now, but lately my neighborhood is so noisy for some reason, which is weird because most of the time my neighborhood is very quiet, but lately it's been so noisy, especially yesterday and today. It's just been so noisy. So if you hear any unnecessary background noises, please don't mind it. Let's just continue to what I was saying earlier. So basically, in short, what I'm trying to say is I don't like the month of August so far. I'm, to be honest, burned out, and I'm losing, you know, to be honest, I'm losing so much motivation to do things. And luckily, this afternoon, I got this burst of motivation to record an episode after feeling so mentally drained and burnt out, and also, to be honest, depressed. But yeah, it's not going good so far, and that's just my life. That's my life update. And anyways, I want to know how are you guys doing? Because I told you guys how I was doing, and I'm curious how are you guys doing. But anyways, today's episode, I'm going to be talking about things I've been doing to improve my mental health. And here's the thing, okay? I'm not exactly sure if every single thing I'm gonna say in this episode is gonna be effective and helpful for you guys, because I'm pretty sure maybe all of us have this one thing that we personally do to improve our mental health. And we all know that mental health is very important. Your mental health is important. You know, we all know that your mental health is important. Everyone's mental health is important. Okay, so basically, you get it. I'm gonna be talking about some ways that have helped me improve my mental health, because as you can, I don't know if you can tell, maybe you did. My life update is just me ranting about mostly about my mental health, and well, yes, of course, my physical health too, because I keep saying I'm sick, and I was sick, and not, but I wanna, you know, make this episode more positive by me talking about ways to improve your mental health. Mostly these ways have helped me improve my mental health, and hopefully you can use it to improve your mental health, hopefully. And yeah, let's get started, shall we? The first thing you can do to help improve your mental health is unfollow any useless slash uninspiring accounts that you follow on a social media platform that you use. An example is Instagram. Let's say there's a specific celebrity, or maybe let's say celebrities, who you find very motivational, you know, you're inspired by them, or not just celebrities, any kind of account, you know what I'm saying? You're inspired when you see them post anything on the on your Instagram feed or on their stories, you know, an account that makes you feel motivated and inspired. Keep those accounts, okay? Keep following, just stay following, you know, keep on following those kind of Instagram accounts that makes you feel more motivated to whatever it is in your life and more, you know, inspired. And unfollow those accounts that makes you feel mentally drained, accounts that you compare yourself a lot to, you know, to the point where it becomes too much and stuff like that. And any kind of accounts that, you know, posts negativity, but for some reason you still follow them, unfollow them. Unfollow any uninspiring accounts. Unfollow any accounts that you know you don't like, and you know that it makes you feel so mentally drained, or you know it makes you sad or depressed or anything like that. It's so refreshing to do this. It's so refreshing, okay? I don't know why. Because when I unfollowed accounts that I find so uninspiring, I felt refreshed, okay? I felt like I had a new life or something, because I'm on Instagram a lot of the times, to be honest, and I can feel mentally drained scrolling for hours. if I can. And I want to see nice posts on my Instagram feed or in my stories. I want to see posts that makes me feel better about myself, makes me feel more inspired to be motivated in, let's say, studying or stuff like that. I don't want to see accounts that makes me compare myself too much. And I know that when you're comparing yourself to a specific person, I know, like, let's all remind ourselves, daily reminder that they're not responsible for your insecurities. Okay, let's all remember that. To the whoever you're comparing yourself too much to, remember that it's not their fault that you have those kinds of insecurities, and it's not their responsibility. They're not responsible for your insecurities. Let's all remind ourselves that, okay? Because it's important to remind ourselves that. And what I'm trying to say is just unfollow any accounts that you find uninspiring or any negative accounts. And I know I kept paraphrasing that, but you get my point. And I'm not saying you have to unfollow any accounts. I'm just saying that it can help improve your mental health by following any kind of useless slash uninspiring accounts, and then follow the ones that you find the follow accounts that inspires you and motivates you to whatever it is in your life. Okay. Another way to improve your mental health is to go out for a walk. I don't exactly know why this works so well, but it does, because I went out for a walk yesterday, and before I went out on that walk, like I said, I felt mentally drained. 'Cause I know I kept saying mentally drained, burned out in this throughout this episode, especially in my life update earlier. So yeah, I felt mentally drained, sad, and stressed, to be honest, even stressed before I went out on a walk yesterday. And I remember before I went out on a walk yesterday, it was exactly right after I finished doing some schoolworks, after being productive, and going through that walk, going out for a walk throughout that process, it keeps me distracted from my problems for some reason. Because I'm walking outside and my mind doesn't wander around in my negative thoughts or in my thoughts that are stressed about problems and stuff. No, I am, distracted from those thoughts, from any kind of negative thoughts. And instead, since I'm outside and I'm looking at all these, trees, these grass, these the sky, the ground, and the people outside, you know what I'm saying? The plants. I get distracted by looking around the surroundings by walking while walking, which is so, therapeutic for some reason. It just feels so nice to see nature, because I love nature. And if you don't like nature, then I don't like you if you don't like nature. I love nature. I love the earth. I love the nature. I love nature. And just to go out for a walk at least once in a while, or at least once a week or twice a week, it can feel so refreshing. Because I remember when I went home after going out for a walk, I felt so refreshed. I felt less sad, because before I went out for a walk, I felt so sad and stressed and everything else and burnt out. But I mean, yeah, I'm still burnt out. But when I came home, I did not feel that much sad. I did not feel that much stressed. I felt so refreshed for some reason. It just felt nice to go outside again. And I love that. I love going out for walks. It's As much as even though I'm an introvert, I still like to go out for a walk sometimes, because you need it sometimes. You need to walk sometimes. You need to go out sometimes. You need to go outside to walk some. So yeah, oh my gosh, guys, I'm literally stuttering. Let's just go to the next thing. Another way to improve your mental health is talking to someone you trust. I love this one, because it's always so important to talk to someone about how you're feeling lately, about what's going on in your life lately. And sometimes, okay, sometimes we just need to take a moment to sit down and just talk to someone, especially to someone we trust, of course, because we can't, suppress our emotions for way too long, or else it's gonna burst out in for wrong reasons. And we need to talk to someone about how we're feeling lately. What I mean by someone you trust, it can be a trusted family member or a trusted friend of yours. It can be your best friend that you trust, or maybe a partner that you trust, or maybe, just basically someone who you trust with. And I know that I'm not a therapist, okay? I'm not a therapist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a doctor, and this podcast episode isn't a therapy. This podcast episode isn't a medical checkup for you guys. No, guys, I'm just a random teenage girl giving you guys advice and talking about mental health, because I'm also a teen who goes through difficulties and challenges with my mental health. And talking about mental health is very important. And what I'm trying to say is, we should all have that at least one person who we trust that we can talk to about our feelings and what's going on about things in our life, because we need to express whatever emotions we have. We can't suppress them, okay? And also, guys, I will never ever stop talking about mental health in this podcast, because mental health is very important. I know I say it a lot throughout this episode, but it's true. Remember that. Mental health is so important, and I'm never gonna stop talking about it. And I'm not gonna talk about mental health in every single episode of mine in this Gillespie Speaks podcast. What I'm trying to say is, I'm still gonna talk about mental health in this podcast from time to time in different episodes. I'm not gonna talk about it in every single episode, but I'm still gonna talk about mental health from time to time in different episodes, okay? I'm sorry I repeated that, but you get the point. And yeah, if you don't, if things are happening a lot lately, if you get what I mean, seek professional help. That's another way to improve your mental health, okay? Seeking professional help. Like I said earlier, I'm just a random teenage girl. I'm not a professional. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. And this podcast episode doesn't qualify as therapy or anything like that. I'm just a random teenage girl making episodes about advice on mental health. Seek professional help if needed, okay? Or if you want to. It doesn't have to be needed. Even if you want to seek mental health just because you want to, and just because you feel like it's gonna be important to you and valid to you, and it's gonna do you good, seek professional help. Because of course, let's say, even if you have someone to talk to, like let's say your brother or your sister, and especially if they're not a professional in mental health or anything like that, they still, it's still better to seek professional help in all times. Because, I mean, of course, it depends, because I know that not everyone has a good history or good background when it comes to therapy, and I know that, but basically my point is, seek professional help if you can, or if you want to, because it's important that we are dealing our mental health with professional help by someone else, because it's very important to do so. Another way to improve your mental health is do something you're good at. It can be swimming, drawing, basketball, or playing tennis or playing badminton, or writing poems, or maybe studying. Up to you, up to you. Or maybe playing online games, maybe hanging out with your friends or stuff like that. Do something. Oh wait, hanging out with your friends is not something you're good at. Unless you are, but you get what I mean. Do something you're good at, like a hobby or a talent or anything like that. Do something you're good at, because when you do something you're good at,
especially if you enjoy whatever that's something that you're good at, that you're doing, like, you know, especially if you enjoy it. It can be a good reminder to ourselves that, you know, it can be a good reminder to ourselves that there are nice things about ourselves that we need to be reminded of, because so much of the time, you know, oh my gosh, guys, I'm stuttering a lot, and I'm sorry about that, and I'm also sorry if this episode sounds rushed. I'm just trying to record this episode, especially the fact that there's exams coming next week. But anyways, what was I saying again? Most of the time, I don't know about you, but I feel this way too, to the point where I hate myself. I feel like we have all experienced at the point or at a point in our life where we're like, I hate myself so much. I wish I could be someone else. I just hate myself, you know. I feel that. Okay, I went through so much times in my life where I'm like, I hate myself so bad. Why did I do that? I'm so cringe. I'm a terrible person. I'm a terrible daughter. I'm a terrible friend and everything else like that. I hate myself. And when you start to tell yourselves, when you start to tell yourself that you hate yourself, you start to notice bad things about yourself, or maybe things aren't even bad things about yourself, but you're starting to point out insecurities. You're just starting to point out your flaws or anything like that. And doing something you're good at is a nice reminder that there's still something nice about us. And there is something nice about you. You are a nice person. Please know that. I mean, unless you're not a nice person, maybe you're an a-hole or something like that, but I know you're a nice person, okay? I believe that there's good in everyone. Gosh, I know, that sounds so cringe. But that's just what I feel, okay? That's just my opinion. I feel like I believe that there's still good in everyone, there's still good in everyone, and I know that you're a nice person if you're listening to this right now. I know that you're a nice person, and don't let your insecurities take over how you're feeling and just take over you in general, because once we point out flaws and insecurities about ourselves or bad things about ourselves to the point where it makes us hate ourselves more, and then and to the point where it doesn't give us the motivation, and it doesn't give us the motivation to change ourselves. Because there's like a difference between, you know, pointing out the bad things about yourself and not doing anything about it, and there's also a difference from that with pointing out bad things about yourself while not changing anything about that, while changing something about that. Because let's say there's a bad thing about yourself, and that's maybe a bad habit. Let's say person one has a specific bad habit, and this per and person one doesn't do anything about that bad habit, even though that person pointed themselves out of it. But let's say person two pointed out a bad habit of theirs to themselves. They're like, oh gosh, I have this bad habit of mine. And but person two decided to change for the better, decided to do something about that bad habit, decided to do something to improve themselves. You see, there's a difference between those, between person one and person two, and we have to remind ourselves too that we should be just like person two. We should change ourselves for the better when we point out something terrible about ourselves. I don't know, I just wanted to share that, okay? Because it can be pretty useless to point out something bad about yourself but not doing anything about it. Because why should we be mean? Being nice is free. And let's remind that to ourselves. Being nice is free. And although, of course, to the point where if someone's, well, at least this one is for my opinion. If someone's mean to me, then I'm gonna be mean to them. Same thing with that one cringy quote that people say where they're like, oh, treat others the way you want to be treated. That's true. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's how I view and you know, that's my perspective on people. If they're nice to me, then I'm gonna be nice to them. But if they're bad to me, I'm gonna be bad to them. If they're mean to me, I'm gonna be mean to them. But at the same time, I still see people, I still see in everyone that there's still good in everyone, you know? And that, yeah, I just wanted to share those. Let's go on to the next way to improve your mental health. Another one that helped me in improving my mental health, I don't know if this is going to help you in improving your mental health, but it did for me, and I just wanted to share it. And that is deleting TikTok. Yes, deleting TikTok is one of the best decisions I have done these past few months. I've felt more better ever since I deleted TikTok, because I enjoyed TikTok a lot, okay? I even enjoyed Musical.ly back in the days, but I said back in the days acting like I'm an 8-year-old grandma talking about how life was back at the 90s or 80s or 60s or stuff like that. Okay, for real, though, back to what I was saying. I enjoyed TikTok a lot before. I had it in like 2019. I had it also to the, at 2018 for like a week or something, but I deleted it afterwards. But in 2019, I installed it back again and made another account. And I enjoyed TikTok so much. And TikTok back then was so peaceful. Like, there was less drama. And then the more the years, you know, the more the months go by, when 2020 came along, when 2021 came along, the more the months passed by, in my opinion, TikTok was getting worse. It was just getting more toxic. I don't know if it's just my FYP having toxic videos and stuff like that, but it's just not good for my mental health. And I was so addicted to TikTok, even though I loved it. I had a love and hate relationship with TikTok, because I love TikTok. You know, I love the funny videos that I see on TikTok. You know, I love the funny videos. I like the funny videos mostly in TikTok, and even the interesting TikToks, like the edit, like, you know, the fan edits and stuff like that. But I also had since it's a love and hate relationship that I had with TikTok, I also hated how toxic TikTok can be most of the time. I hate the drama most of the time. I hate a lot of things about TikTok. I also hated my FYP. I just hated the toxic videos that pops up in my FYP. And mostly the drama. But yeah, you get what I mean. I had a love and hate. I had a love and hate relationship on TikTok. Guys, I'm stuttering so much. I'm sorry. But anyways, ever since I deleted it, my life, I keep saying refreshed, but it's true. My life has felt more refreshed. My mental health just started to get better. I compared myself less. Would you believe it? I mean, it's so much more better, because I feel like TikTok was the root of all my insecurities for some reason. I mean, it was the root to most of my insecurities. It was the root of most of my insecurities. Not all insecurities, because of course I've had an insecurity when I was a child, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I was 11, when I started to get pimples on my face, I was insecure about pimples back then. But I'm not insecure about pimples anymore, because I learned that it's part of me growing up. Pimples are part of puberty. It's part of growing up, and it's a sign that I'm growing up, and life is beautiful, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, you know, I had an insecurity when I was a kid, but I feel like most of my insecurities I have now, and the ones that I've had months ago, that thankfully I'm not insecure of them anymore. TikTok was like the root of all of most of those insecurities. And I know that, example, let's say I saw this super, super pretty girl, my FYP. I know that it's not her, she's not responsible for my insecurities. Like, let's all remind that, because, hey, not gonna lie, I was one of the, I, you know, not gonna lie, I once cried at seeing a pretty girl in my FYP. If you experienced that too, I'm sorry for that. And anyways, that was just one time, I guess. But not only TikTok was like the root of all my insecurities, but going through my toxic FYP every single day. Also, I had switched TikTok accounts, so no matter like where TikTok account I go, I still have toxic TikToks popping up in my FYP. And every time I put not interested, it doesn't help. It still pops up. But anyways, because for some reason, every time I go on the FYP every single day, it's like every single day, it reminds me of my insecurities. It just reminds me of my insecurities. And for some reason, TikTok keeps making more insecurities. Like, I don't know why. Remember when TikTok made this insecurity about side profiles? Yeah, that made me insecure about my side profile when that happened. And then when TikTok made this insecurity about the inverted filter, my life was okay before I did the inverted filter on my face. And ever since then, I just can't unsee my face. Because my face is asymmetrical. It is so not symmetrical. And the fact that the inverted filter just made me so insecure about my asymmetrical faces. Guys, remember, whether your face is symmetrical or asymmetrical, you're still beautiful, okay? Remember that. I love you guys. And I remember that one TikTok trend where people wanted... Well, I mean people... Not TikTok trend. Remember when TikTok had decided to make another insecurity about smile lines? Like, what the frick? Okay, it was at that point. I remember back then when TikTok was making insecurities about, you know, inverted filters, side profiles, I didn't question it that much. I thought it was just a normal occurrence for me to be insecure about my side profile and my face inverted. Like, I didn't think much of it, but when I saw, you know, when I saw TikToks of people, you know, when TikTok made smile lines an insecurity, I was like, oh no. Nah. It was at that point I realized TikTok is just making more insecurities every week, every day, every month, I guess. And that's too much. Like, that's too far. Smile lines. Like, that's normal. It's normal to have smile lines, okay? It's normal to have lines around your mouth. It's normal to have wrinkles. It's normal to have smile lines. And it's normal to have lines around your neck, if you know what I mean. Guys, it's normal, okay? Let's not create more insecurities. And I remember people were starting to... Basically, TikTok just makes so much more insecurities. And I was like, yeah, this is, like, not good for my mental health. And not just that, okay, it's not just about my insecurities, and it's not just about how the toxic TikToks in my FYP affected my mental health. It was also those stupid drama that TikTokers have, whether it's popular TikTokers or those underrated TikTokers. Like, their TikTok always has drama, and drama mentally drains me. It doesn't make me a happy person. I mean, yes, sometimes the drama's like, oh, damn, T. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. I'm tired of the useless TikTok dramas that I see. And I know some dramas in TikTok are actually very serious. And that's when TikTok just starts to become a hell site. Like, you know? Yeah, you get what I mean. TikTok was just bad for my mental health, and ever since I deleted TikTok, it's been better. And guys, not just TikTok, I'm talking about if there's an app, if there's specifically an app, let's say, an example, Snapchat, or maybe Instagram, or something else, you know, another, or maybe Twitter. Oh gosh, I hate Twitter. I'm not gonna talk about how much I hate Twitter, but what I'm trying to say is, even if it's not TikTok, if there's an app if there's an app that you just know that it's so bad for your mental health, it's just not affecting your mental health in a good way,
then maybe try taking a break from it, or be like me, delete TikTok, I guess, or delete that, whatever that app is. Like, you know, it's not just TikTok that I deleted, actually. I deleted Twitter, like, a year ago. And it's the best decision, also. One of the best decisions of my life is deleting Twitter. Because I hate Twitter. Twitter's also filled with so much toxic tweets and unnecessary drama. I mean, yes, Twitter also has some very serious drama. But there's also some useless tea, I guess. You know, I hate Twitter. It's so toxic most of the time. I just hate it. I hate Twitter, and I'm not gonna talk too much about Twitter. So you get my point, right? What I'm trying to say is just delete that app that worsens your mental health if you can. And to the people right now who are listening who has deleted TikTok, congrats, because I know that you were very hesitant. I know you had your, you know, I know you were very hesitant to delete TikTok. Like, me too. I was very hesitant to delete TikTok. I'm like, I don't want to delete TikTok. This was me at first, okay? I don't want to delete TikTok because I want to watch some funny TikToks. I want to, you know, go to this person's profile to see if they have new TikToks because I like their TikToks. Like, I want to see more of TikTok. I know that there were so many things I was so hesitant about deleting TikTok, but I got to delete it. So to the ones listening, to the ones who are listening right now and they deleted TikTok, congrats, because I know, like I said earlier, I know you were very hesitant about it at first, but you did it, and I'm proud of you. Also, I'm so sorry this episode is so rushed and so messy, but yeah, let's get straight to the next thing that can improve your mental health, and that is journaling truly improves your mental health, because it's almost like keeping your journal as a diary, you know, because in a diary you can rant about what's happening with your problems in your life lately. That's how journaling can be. Depends on how you journal. If you make aesthetic looking journals, or you just journal about your day, or journal about what's going on. Because I know that there's a difference between diary and journal, because diary means it's your everyday log, you know what I'm saying? You talk about every single day in what happened to that specific certain day. Whereas in journaling, you talk about whatever you want, and you just, you know, talk about anything. And yeah. Basically you get it. Journaling is very good for your mental health, because I love journaling too, because I can talk about anything I want there, and if you don't have anyone who you trust where you can talk to about any of your problems, you can journal about your problems and rant whatever you want to rant about. Another way to improve your mental health, which I don't 100% exactly know for sure if it's gonna be effective for you, but it does for me, and I want to personally share it, and that is reading. I love reading. Okay, some of you are probably gonna say, Jade, you sound like a freaking nerd. You're probably a nerd, Jade, whatever. I love reading, okay? And reading keeps me away from feeling depressed or sad or anxious or stressed for some reason. It just does. Because let's say I'm doing nothing, or let's say I'm just, yeah, let's use that for an example. Let's use that as an example, doing nothing. Let's say I'm doing nothing on my bed, feeling sad about life or whatever, and then I decided to read. There were so many situations in my life where I'm like, okay, I feel sad all by myself, sitting on this bed, like, I want to do something. Like, what's something that can keep me distracted from my sadness? And that is reading. Because when I'm reading, I'm focused on whatever I'm reading. I'm focused on trying to imagine what the setting looks like, what the characters look like doing on what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, but also remember, because maybe you do this, maybe you do feel sad and you start reading to keep yourself from feeling sad. That which is still a good thing you can do, but also remember that it's important to feel sad from time to time, because we can't, like I said earlier, we can't suppress our feelings for too long, or else we're gonna burst out and things will go wrong when we burst out from our emotions. And especially when it comes to sadness or depression, I mean, I know. Also, I'm aware that sadness and depression are two completely different things. And yeah, so let's say you're either sad or depressed, but also remember that it's important to feel sad, okay? Please know that. It's important to feel sad. It's important to cry from time to time. It's important to just sit down and cry. But also remember, after crying and feeling sad or feeling depressed, if you have this feeling in your mind that, yeah, that's enough being sad. I should be productive now. Go be productive now that you're done feeling sad, because it's important and very, very, very valid to feel the emotions, to just truly feel whatever emotions that you're feeling. So yeah. So the last way to help improve your mental health that I'm going to be talking about in this episode is take a break. It's so important to take a break sometimes, especially when you feel like you need to take a break or when you truly need to take a break. You know what I'm saying? Because we should not overwork ourselves in the work or the schoolwork that we do, or in the chores or the task or the, you know, the everyday daily tasks we do in our life. It's important to take a break from whatever we're doing because, like I said, we can't overwork ourselves, and if we do overwork ourselves, we get super, super burned out. And I do not like feeling burned out. Feeling burned out is like the one of the most mentally draining feelings ever, and I hate feeling burned out. And for sure, you're not gonna like being burned out. No one likes to feel burned out, and it's important to take a break. And also, that's it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode, because I feel like even though I didn't upload for more than 2 weeks, it's still shocking to me that I could still sit down for more than 30 minutes or more than 40 minutes. I'm not exactly sure how many duration this episode has, but it's still nice. I can still sit down here and talk in a lot of minutes about some advice in improving your mental health, because I thought that if I come back after 2 weeks, or you know, I thought earlier that if I come back for more than 2 weeks of not uploading any episode, I thought it wasn't going to be a advice episode, because I thought I was like too mentally drained, and I thought that I had like run out of advices, or maybe I do have advices and I just don't have the emotional feelings to express them, you know what I'm saying? But here I am. I'm here with a advice episode, and I hope y'all enjoyed it, because I enjoyed recording this episode. And yeah, have a great, wonderful week ahead of you. And if you haven't followed my Instagram, where I post updates, and yes, I will post updates for sure this week, especially that I'm back now. I'm back podcasting again, and it feels nice to be back podcasting again, because I love recording podcast episodes. And by the way, my Instagram is at Gillespie Speaks Podcast, because I keep talking about my Instagram, but I'm not sharing you my app just in case you don't know. So yeah, I'm also going to, you know, post in the episode pod the podcast episode description of this episode on some sources and on some links about mental health. So if you want to check those out, go ahead. And if you want to let me put other mental health resources links for me to add in the episode description, don't be shy to tell me on Instagram, because I will add it, because I'm willing to add more mental health resources in the episode description. So yeah, I love you all so much. Please enjoy the rest of your day. Please, you know, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your week. Please don't forget to take good care of yourself. And don't forget to take good care of your mental health. Love you. Bye.